You are listening to continuing coverage of the trial of Chad Daybell from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Let's go back to the courtroom.
Are you familiar with State's Exhibit 111?
I am.
What does it purport to be?
This is a timeline that I created regarding Tylee's bank account records, including her JP Morgan Chase account and her BBVA, or as I also call it, her Compass account, and the transactions that took place monthly in each.
Is the full name of BBVA, BBVA Compass?
It's a Southern bank, but yeah, BBVA Compass is the full.
And so as part of your investigation, did you do a review of Tylee's finances?
I did.
And what did that entail?
So with Tylee's, originally we had to send a supplemental request to get the full data. Tylee was a minor, so she had a bank account with her mother, Lori. And this included what will be noted as in blue as the JP Morgan Chase account, 3918 deposits. Tylee was receiving Social Security, as I'll discuss later, from the death of her father, Joe Ryan. And these deposits, that's what the blue indicates. The orange is indicative of the transactions that were taking place in this account. And then Lori and Tylee opened Tylee's BBVA Compass account ending 5794. The deposits that go into this, I'll explain later. These come from an account that Lori had with BBVA. And then the withdrawals will be noted in red of the transactions that took place starting in August and in March of 2020.
And so on State's Exhibit 111, is this a document you created?
Yes.
And is the purpose of this document to demonstrate the level of transactions in these accounts over a given period of time?
It is.
And did you prepare this?
I did.
Based on those bank accounts you just discussed?
Correct.
And did you do that in preparation for your testimony today?
I did.
Is it your belief that this would aid the jury in understanding the level of transactions over time in Tylee Ryan's bank accounts?
Yes.
And is this a true and accurate copy of what you created?
This is, yes.
Your Honor, I'd ask that State's Exhibit 111 be admitted into evidence for demonstrative purposes.
For demonstrative purposes, there's no objection, Your Honor.
Very well. Exhibit 111 is admitted.
And may I publish?
Yes, you may.
Thank you.
And Mr. Douglas, can you, you kind of described it earlier, but can you walk us through how you created this document?
So the original data I took from the bank statements that came in from the bank, put that into an Excel spreadsheet, and then basically separated that data out monthly to show deposits and withdrawals that took place within the accounts and the over time, the change in the accounts specifically to August and September.
All right. And this graph represents the number of transactions, correct?
Correct.
Not a dollar amount?
No.
Okay. So what did you learn in your investigation as you put this together?
So first, I would like to say Tylee was very responsible with her money. I never saw a negative balance in her account, but this includes the deposits that were coming into her account, specifically from the money she was receiving from Social Security. And then as noted in orange, these were the monthly transactions, basically what I'll refer to as brick and mortar, as well as her electronic. She had electronic payments for her Apple account, her T-Mobile, as well as her Jeep that I'll discuss later.
And so on that graph, on August of 2019 to September of 2019, it appears there's a change in the number of transactions. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
And why was that important to you in your investigation?
So Tylee had her JP Morgan account, as did her mother, Lori, had multiple JP Morgan accounts. Tylee was making her payments on time. and had no reason for her the change in her financial status. As I'll describe later, Tylee's Social Security payments get transferred from her JP Morgan account to her mother's BBVA account, her mother being Lori, to which it stays that way. Like, it never transfers back. This information in August shows that Tylee opens a BBVA Compass account, but the money that goes into it is transferred to her from Lori. Again, she doesn't ever get the money directly. I will also note that we'll discuss later that she had a job working for her uncle, Jeff Shiflett, Dr. Shiflett, at J&S Investments, too.
Right, and does that account for some of the deposits?
Yes, earlier in the beginning of 2019.
And again, just to clarify, those numbers just represent transaction numbers, not dollar amounts.
Correct.
Okay. Your Honor, I'd ask that the witness be handed what's been marked as State's Exhibit 112.
Judge, could we approach briefly?
Yes.
Was the co-signer on, and they co-signed on this Jeep April 17th of 2019. And Tylee started making those payments June 3rd of 2019. And then, as noted below, in July 11th of 2019, this is when Charles Vallow dies.
Right. And Charles Vallow was Tylee's stepfather.
Correct.
And this is still the same timeline, correct?
This is the same timeline.
Can you tell us about the first couple of boxes?
So I was given this information that through Lori's iCloud account that July 18th of 2019, Lori had texted Chad that she would not be receiving life insurance money regarding the death of Charles Vallow, but she would be receiving $4,000 a month Social Security. July 24th of 19, this is the last Social Security payment deposited into Tylee's JP Morgan Chase account, and in 3918.
Okay. It looks like on 8/12/19, this is kind of a different subject. What happened there?
So we found out that Lori had a life insurance policy in her name to the tune of $2 million. And there was a change made on this life insurance policy, making Colby Ryan, Tylee's older brother, the sole beneficiary or 100% beneficiary.
So she didn't include JJ or Tylee on that?
They weren't included, no.
All right. Your Honor, the court had asked us to stop at 2:20.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Wood. We will take a mid-afternoon recess at this time. We'll continue on till 3:30 today. To the extent we can keep this break a little shorter, if possible, to get all the jurors accommodated, perhaps 20 minutes, and we could come back on at 2:30.
You want to sit through this?
All rise, please.
It's the lies.
I didn't lie to you on that polygraph, I promise.
The cover-ups.
I could see his brain on.
The moments they confessed.
I grabbed one of the kitchen knives.
Outrageous police interrogations.
I know, I forgot the head. I wanted the head.
You have to see to believe.
Oh my God.
Law and Crime Interrogations. Subscribe today.
Thank you. Please be seated. Mr. Bailiff, if they're ready, please have the jurors return to the courtroom.
Yes, sir. All rise. The jury's present and accounted for.
All right. Thank you. Please be seated. Mr. Wood, you can continue with your direct.
Thank you, Your Honor. I can continue publishing.
You may.
All right, Mr. Douglas, I believe when we left off, we talked about the box marked 8/12/2019.
That's correct.
Okay. Tell us about the next couple of boxes in your timeline.
So on August 14th of 2019, Lori applied for her Rexburg apartment, and on the application, she stated that she was receiving $5,740 Social Security due to a dead husband. 2 days later, August 16th of 2019, Tylee's Social Security payments received a change to be deposited into Lori's BBVA account ending 3229. On August 19th of 2019, Lori and Tylee open Tylee's BBVA account, which ends in the 5794.
And just really quickly, that is a separate account than the sole BBVA account of Lori Ballow, correct?
Correct. Lori's ended in the 3229. Tylee's ended in the 5794.
Tell us about the box with under 8/28/2019.
So this is when Tylee's Social Security payments start being deposited into Lori's account ending 3229.
And what happened next?
Okay. And then just noted below, we have the move to Rexburg with Lori and the children. And then on September 8th of 2019, while Tylee received a text message from Colby. Colby was inquiring from Tylee to for her to send him some money via Venmo. This was a regular occurrence, to which Tylee responded back that she couldn't Venmo him money because mom gets her money now. On the same day, as I stated before, I don't just review financial records. We review electronic data as well. I noted that Chad had searched the wind direction in his search history. And this is also the same day as the last known sighting of Tylee Ryan.
What do you have on September 9th, 2019?
On September 9th, we discovered an email from Lori to her accountant that she had with her husband, Charles Vallow, gentleman by the name of Mike Edson. He was their tax accountant, and she was inquiring about a tax refund she hadn't received yet.
And the next day?
And then on the next day, on September 10th of 2019, Tylee's BBVA account is added as what's called a funding source to Venmo. In short, Venmo is a person-to-person transfer of funds to which you have to link your bank account or your credit card to it. Tylee's BBVA account had not yet been set up on her Venmo account. It was still would have been drawing out of any funds that were in the JPMorgan Chase account.
All right. And then what's marked for 9/20?
And then on 9/20, the data that was provided to us by JPMorgan, this is when Tylee's JPMorgan Chase account is completely closed and the remaining amount was withdrawn.
What happened on 9/22?
As indicated below, this is the last known sighting of JJ Vallow. There's also text information regarding phones associated with Tylee, Lori, and Colby, where either Lori is messaging one or the other or receiving a message from them in request of starting on 9/22 of 19 and including the other dates, October 1st, October 14th, November 22nd, and November 25th of 19, of either requesting or stating that a Venmo payment would be sent to Colby.
And who was requesting Venmo payments?
Colby would request them, but these messages specifically were Lori either texting Tylee's account or Tylee's phone saying to send Colby money, or Lori would text Colby saying that she had transferred money into Tylee's account and Tylee would send the money to Colby.
What's the next event?
So on the bottom, on October 9th of 2019, this is a reported shooting at Miss Tammy Daybell. The following date, we...
Grounds. Oh. Response, Mr. Wood?
Your Honor, I think the evidence has shown so far that, especially with the way he said that, that is not an inaccurate statement.
All right, and I agree, looking at the time frame as well, or the timeline exhibit here, I'll overrule the objection.
What happened on October 10th?
On October 10th, so Venmo also provided the IP data regarding the transfers of the funds. And in regards to the IP data associated with Tylee's Venmo account on October 10th of 19, a transfer of funds from Tylee's bank account via Venmo was sent to Colby with the IP being in Kansas City, Missouri.
And then if you just go through the last few boxes.
And then to finish up on October 9th of 19, this is the reported death of Miss Tammy Daybell. On November 5th of 2019, being the wedding of Chad and Lori, And then on June 9th of 20 is the date that we discovered the bodies of Tylee and JJ.
And just to be clear, those dates are on there from what you testified to put this financial information in view of the complete timeline and investigation, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Mr. Douglas, we've been talking about Tylee and a financial timeline you prepared for her. In the course of your investigation, did you prepare a similar timeline for JJ and financial information regarding him?
I did.
Did you do that in preparation for your testimony?
That is correct.
Your Honor, I'd ask that the witness be handed States Exhibit 113. Mr. Douglas, do you recognize States Exhibit 113?
I do.
What does it purport to be?
This is a similar timeline, but for JJ.
And you just testified that you prepared this.
I prepared this.
And did you do so in an effort to aid the jury in understanding the financial records regarding JJ Vallow?
That is correct.
And what did you use to create that timeline?
This one, there's similar data on this. Also included are some history from, again, Lori's, her iCloud account, the rental agreement, and the Social Security and bank records.
And is that a true and accurate representation of the document you created?
It is.
Your Honor, for demonstrative purposes, I'd ask that States Exhibit 113 be entered into evidence.
All right. Very well. States Exhibit 113 is entered and admitted.
May I publish?
Yes.
Detective, is this the financial timeline we just spoke of?
It is.
Where does this timeline begin?
This one, due to JJ not receiving Social Security funds until later into 2019, I started this with the date that is reported to be when Chad and Lori met.
All right. And then what's the next event?
The death of his father, Charles Vallow.
And that was on?
July 11th of 19.
Walk us through the next couple of boxes.
Again, Lori texting Chad about receiving the $4,000 a month Social Security, but not receiving the life insurance money. JJ was reported to have an emotional support dog or a support dog of nature. And this on October 9th of 2019 is reported that Lori had posted this dog for sale on Animal Direct on August 12th of 19. Again, the life insurance money or life insurance policy, being changed to Colby, to the tune of $2 million that did not list JJ on it.
All right. And then, and that was the same that was on Lori's, or I apologize, on Tylee's?
On Tylee's, correct.
And what's the next date and what happened then?
On August 14th of 19, again, this is when Lori applied for the apartment in Rexburg. She stated that she'd be receiving the $5,740 Social Security. And then moving to this information on the bottom, September 1st, the move of Lori and the children to Rexburg. 9/8 being the last known sighting of Tylee. And then on September 18th of 2019, this is when the Social Security payments regarding JJ were deposited into Lori's account.
Then what happened after that?
And then on September 22nd is the last known sighting of JJ. And then to finish out October 9th of 19, the incident with Tammy Daybell, October 19th being the death of Miss Daybell, Chad and Lori's wedding on November 5th of 19, and the remains of the children being found on June 9th and 20.
Mr. Douglas, we've spent a fair amount of time talking about finances and Social Security. Correct?
Correct.
At any time, did you prepare an exhibit that showed the amount of Social Security paid out to that Lori Vallow received on behalf of her children after their last known sightings?
I did.
What did you use to prepare that?
That includes Lori's BBVA account information, solely because that's where the funds were being deposited at the time.
And did you prepare that in preparation for your testimony today?
I did.
Did you do that to aid the jury in understanding the Social Security payments being made in this case?
That is correct.
Your Honor, I'd ask that the witness be handed State's Exhibit 114. I would note that there is a 114A and B in evidence already, but not 114.
All right. Thanks for the clarification, Mr. Wood.
Mr. Douglas, do you recognize State's Exhibit 114?
I do.
What does it purport to be?
This is the Social Security payment table that I created regarding the Social Security deposits being deposited into Lori Vallow's BBVA account.
All right. And is that a true and accurate representation of the chart you made?
It is.
Your Honor, I'd ask that for demonstrative purposes, Exhibit 114 be entered into evidence.
All right. Without objection, then Exhibit 114 is admitted.
May I publish?
Yes.
Mr. Douglas, can you explain how you put this chart together?
So this information is derived, again, just solely from the deposits of Social Security into Lori's BBVA account. As reflected on here, I labeled each account as to the individual that the money was being deposited from or the benefits from. And the benefits come from the information from the deceased fathers.
All right. And under the section for Tylee, what is the first date you have marked?
The first date being October 23rd of 19.
And why is that the first date you put there?
We chose that date, or I chose that date, because Social Security is paid later or back paid. And I didn't feel that it was fair to include payments in September, even though given the time of death for Tylee, we felt that this was more accurate representation of the funds after the death of the child.
Okay, so that's the first payment she receives after you believe that Tylee is deceased.
Correct.
Okay. And for JJ, is that I see a box marked 10/16/2019.
Correct. This would have been the first deposit of his. It is noteworthy that Tylee. It's obvious that Tylee's deposits were different than JJ and Lori's. To the fact that this is when Tylee's benefits were being deposited into her JP Morgan account and carried forward, that it was paid later in the month and on a separate date than JJ and Tylee or JJ and Lori's deposits.
All right.
With the date being October 16th of 19.
And then it looks like you have two sections for Lori. Why is that?
I can't testify to the reason that the box with TCS Treasury 449 being less information given to me that it could be due to bad debts. It could be college funds that weren't paid, but it was being docked for some reason, but I can't testify to it.
Okay, but is the reason it's in a different box just that it's a different amount?
Yeah, that's how it's reflected per her bank statement.
And so, and is there a total amount of money received after what you believe to be the deaths of Tylee and JJ?
Yes, the grand total down the bottom right being the $22,545.05.
Thank you. Detective, as part of your investigation and preparation for today, did you prepare a timeline that identifies what you see as the theft of financial funds from the Social Security Administration?
I did.
How did you prepare that?
Again, given the information from bank statements and the Social Security information, the time of death of the children, search history reflected information, text messages, emails.
And is some of that information also reflected in the last two documents we've looked at?
That's correct.
But you've included other information as well?
I did.
Did you prepare that document in preparation for your testimony today?
Yes.
And did you do so in an effort to aid the jury in understanding this complete financial timeline?
Yes.
Your Honor, I'd ask that the witness be handed State's Exhibit 115. Mr. Douglas, do you recognize State's Exhibit 115?
I do.
What is it?
It's what I titled the Grand Theft Financial Timeline.
And is this the document we were just speaking of?
Yes.
Is it a true and accurate representation of what you created to aid the jury in understanding this today?
It is.
Your Honor, I'd ask that for demonstrative purposes, Exhibit 115 be entered into evidence.
Any objection?
No objection, Your Honor. Thank you.
Exhibit 115 is entered.
And may I publish?
Yes.
Mr. Douglas, can you walk us through the first few steps of this timeline?
I will. Starting again with on April 3rd of 2018, the death of Joe Ryan, and June 14th of 2018, this is when the Social Security starts being deposited into Tylee's J.P. Morgan Chase account, ending 3918. When Lori opens her BBVA account, ending 3229 on October 23rd of 18, the life insurance proceeds being paid out to Lori on October 26th of 18, also being the same date that Lori and Chad met. The death of Charles Vallow on July 11th of 19. On July 12th, Lori's bank card, Bank of Hawaii, is used to make a payment to Valley of the Sun Mortuary. And this being the same day that Chad calls Valley of the Sun Mortuary.
Okay. And then what happened next?
On July 18th of 19, Lori texts Chad about receiving the $4,000 a month Social Security and not receiving the life insurance. July 24th of 19, this being the last date that Social Security is deposited into Tylee's J.P. Morgan Chase account, ending 3918.
Can you walk us through the first couple of boxes there?
On August 12th of 19, this being the date of the change to Colby for the life insurance of Miss Lori. On August 14th of 19, Lori applying for the Rexburg apartment, stating that she's receiving the $5,740 in Social Security. On August 16th of 19, this is when Tylee's payments are changed to be deposited into Lori's BBVA account, ending 3229. On August 19th of 19, Lori and Tylee open Tylee's BBVA account, ending 5794. On August 28th of 19, this being the date that Tylee's Social Security deposit or payments being deposited into Lori's BBVA account, ending 3229. Lori and the children move into Rexburg on September 1st of 19. The text messages from Tylee to Colby that mom gets her money now. And this is also the date that Tammy's life insurance with LifeMap was increased on September 8th of 19. And also this being the same date, the last known sighting of Tylee Ryan on September 8th of 19.
And what happened on the 10th?
On November 10th of 19, Tylee's BBVA account is as the funding source to her Venmo account.
And what happened on 9/18 of 2019?
On 9/18 of 19, this being the date that Lori and JJ's Social Security funds start being deposited into her BBVA account, ending 3229. On September 22nd of 19, the text messages referring to the Venmo and money to Colby, also being the last known sighting of JJ on September 22nd of 19.
And if you can move to 10/9/19.
On 10/9, this being the date of the attempted shooting on Miss Tammy. On 10/10, this being the Venmo activity that took place in Kansas City, Missouri, regarding Tylee's Venmo account. The death of Miss Tammy on October 19th of 19. Chad and Lori's wedding on 11/5 of 19. We recovered an email to a rental company named Kauai Dreams on 11/8 of 19, where Chad had was inquiring, stating that they were a clean couple with no kids and no pets. On December 20th of 19, this is when Rexburg announced the investigation January 3rd of 20, being the first search on Chad's property, and June 9th of 20 being the second search where we recovered the remains of the children.
Mr. Douglas, those last several exhibits dealt primarily with the Social Security funds of Tylee and JJ. Did you review financial documents related to Chad Daybell?
I did.
What documents did you look at?
Primarily his Mountain America Credit Union account, including his personal and the business Spring Creek account. But there was also credit cards that were included that we found that we researched as well.
All right. And did you also look at life insurance?
Oh, yes. The life insurance for Tammy, the two policies.
Detective, in preparing for your testimony today, if I could have one moment, I think I have the... All right. In preparation for your testimony today, did you prepare another financial timeline that focused more on Chad Daybell?
I did.
And did you do that in preparation? Well, I just asked that for your testimony today. Did you do that in order to aid the jury to understand the financial documents and time frame in which these transactions took place related to this case?
Yes.
Your Honor, I'd ask that the witness be handed State's Exhibit 116.
All right, thanks.
Mr. Douglas, do you recognize State's Exhibit 116?
I do.
What does it purport to be?
This is a financial timeline regarding Chad and Tammy's finances to also include information regarding Lori and life insurance and travel information.
And is this this is the document we were just previously speaking of?
Correct.
Is this a true and accurate representation of the document you created?
It is.
Your Honor, for demonstrative purposes, I'd ask that State's Exhibit 116 be entered into testimony.
No objection.
Into evidence. I apologize.
Exhibit 116 is entered and admitted into evidence.
May I publish?
Yes.
Mr. Douglas, can you walk us through the first few steps of this timeline?
I can. October 3rd of 2018 being the first date that I can report that Chad Daybell had purchased a prepaid phone. October 26th of 18 also being the date that Chad and Lori met. On February 23rd of 19, Alex's Barclay card was used to purchase a flight for Lori to Idaho Falls. March 14th of 19, Lori's Barclay card is used to purchase a flight for Chad to Arizona.
To be clear, that Barclay account, that was Alex Cox's account that she had a card on, correct?
Correct. Originally, it was just in Alex's name, but in March, Lori is added as a card holder to where she had her own card on Alex's account.
All right. And what happened next on your timeline?
April 22nd of 19, Lori paid for Chad's flight to Houston using her BBVA account. May 31st of 19, prepaid phone purchase by Chad. Also, June 17th of 19, another prepaid phone purchase by Chad. The death of Charles Vallow, July 11th of 19. Lori's Bank of Hawaii card being used to make the payment to Valley of the Sun Mortuary, and Chad calling Valley of the Sun Mortuary. On July 18th of 19, Lori texting Chad that she'd be receiving the Social Security, but not the life insurance money.
What do you have marked for July 20th of 2019?
That is the day that Lori used her Bank of Hawaii card to purchase a flight for Chad to Arizona. This took place again August 2nd of 19. Lori's Barclay card is used to purchase a flight for Chad to Arizona. August 10th of 19, Lori's Barclay card is used to purchase her flight into Idaho Falls.
And just for clarity, is the Idaho Falls airport the closest airport to Rexburg, Idaho?
That I know of, aside from flying directly into Rexburg.
Let me rephrase that. Is it the closest airport that you can take commercial flights into?
Yes.
Okay. If you can go through the next couple of slides.
On September 1st of 19, this being the move of Lori and the kids to Rexburg, Miss Tammy's increase of her life insurance on September 8th of 19 regarding LifeMap, also being the last known date, last known sighting of Tylee. On September 18th of 19, Chad purchased another prepaid phone. On September 22nd of 19, this being the last known sighting of JJ. On October 8th of 19, Chad initiated a refinance with Wells Fargo. On October 9th of 19, the attempted shooting with Miss Tammy. October 19th of 19, and Tammy's death. On October 24th of 19, this is when Chad filed with the life insurance company Primerica. And he also, this is when he canceled the refinance with Wells Fargo. And October 30th of 19, Chad files his life insurance claim with LifeMap.
You can start us on November 1st, 2019.
On November 1st of 19, Chad received his final check and resigned from LDS Avow.
If you can pause, what is Avow? LDS Avow.
LDS Avow. Chad would write a column for LDS Avow. Mr. Chris Perrette is... it is his business that he oversees, and he would give Chad a percentage of the fees that he acquired regarding those that would read Chad's column.
And November 5th.
On November 5th, this being the wedding of Chad and Lori. On November 18th, Chad purchased a SIM card and a Total Wireless phone card. November 29th of 19, this is the trip to Knott's Berry Farms. The information that we acquired from Knott's Berry Farms included a ticket for Chad, five of his kids or in-laws, as well as one for Lori. December 20th, 19.
On those financial records, did it list the names of who those tickets were purchased for?
So we, Knott's Berry Farms was able to produce copies of the tickets that included the names of the individuals. December 20th of 19, Rexburg announced the investigation into Chad, December 20th of 19, Rexburg PD announced the investigation. I also noted that Chad had transferred $1,000 each to three of his older children, specifically the children that lived near him. In the Rexburg area.
And when you say the Rexburg Police Department announced an investigation, what investigation did they announce that day?
At this time, it was the missing of the children. The children were missing at this time and trying to locate the children.
And on January 3rd?
On January 3rd of 20, this being the first search of Chad's property, I also noted that there were two transfers to Chad's middle son, Seth, from one being from his business account, one being from his personal account with Mountain America, to the tune of $1,500 to his son, to his son Seth that day. March 6th of 20, this is the date that Lori was extradited from Hawaii to Idaho. On March 8th of 20, Chad sells his Dodge Dakota and his Chevy Equinox to his two daughters. They both reimbursed him $200 each for both vehicles. And on June 9th of 20, we discovered that Chad had transferred $8,000 each to his three older children that lived in the area the morning of the search, and this being the same date that we located JJ and Tylee's bodies on the property.
Your Honor, they're already in evidence. I'm going to ask to publish State's Exhibit 77 G and H.
Okay. Since they've already been admitted, they may be published.
Mr. Douglas, do you recognize State's Exhibit 77 G?
I do.
What is that?
This, can you scroll or bring it down just a little bit? This account ending 3007 would have been Chad's personal account with Mountain America.
And why was this document of interest to you?
So, again, with the date right there, June 9th.
Do you have a pointer?
I do.
You could point to what you're speaking about.
So, twist this here. So in on June 9th, there was a transfer of the $10,000 into Chad's from his Spring Creek Book account that he had that we'll discuss in a second. The $10,000 making the balance, this $20,000 and change here, and then transfers to his son Seth on June 9th to the tune of $8,000, and then another transfer June 9th to his, the account is in the name of Joseph Murray, but this is also his oldest daughter Emma's account for $8,000 as well, leaving an account balance of the $4,400.
And this is still 77G, second page. Was there anything of note to you regarding your investigation on this page?
So this one shows the savings account that was associated with Chad's personal account. And on the same date of June 9th, a transfer to his oldest son, Garth Daybell, an $8,000 transfer that date as well.
And this is 77H. Do you recognize this document?
I do.
What is it?
This is the transfer data that Mountain America was able to provide regarding the transfers of the $10,000 into the account that I just spoke of, and then the three transfers to the three oldest children. And it also includes the date and time of the transfers.
And so I think you've already testified that the date was June 9th, correct?
Correct.
What time, and if you can point, I understand it's small, to the time those transfers were made.
Again, listening here. The transfers taking place right here in this area here, right around 9:50 in the morning. And as indicated, they took place Mountain Standard Time, so it would have been 9:50 local.
Your Honor, I have just a couple more exhibits with this witness, but I think they'll probably take more than the 6 minutes. It would probably be easier to just start with them in the morning. I understand that 6 minutes early, but I think this would be a good place to stop and continue in the morning.
Okay. I think that makes sense as well, Mr. Wood. Thanks for watching the clock on that. We will conclude with evidence for today then, and I'll go ahead and announce our schedule as well for tomorrow, the rest of the week. We'll continue on with the same schedule basically tomorrow as well as Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. And I do want to, of course, again, advise the jurors before we break for the day to please follow the court's admonishing instruction to not look into this case in any way while you are home for the evening. Don't do anything to research it. Don't discuss it amongst yourselves or with anyone else. And with that, is the state ready to conclude for the day?
Yes, Your Honor, if that's all right with the court.
Yes, anything further from the defense? Okay, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, that have been in attendance today for abiding with the court's conduct orders. We will be in recess until tomorrow morning to commence with more evidence at 8:30.
All rise, please.
There's more to come in the trial of Chad Daybell. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our continuing coverage right here from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.